Practical manifestation of religion. Anything less than active, earnest service for the Master gives the lie to our profession of faith. Only the Christianity that is revealed by earnest, practical work will make an impression upon those who are dead in trespasses and sins. Praying, humble, believing Christians, those who show by their actions that their greatest desire is to make known the saving truth which is to test all people, will gather a rich harvest of souls for the Master. There is no excuse for the faith of our churches to be so faint and feeble. Turn you to the stronghold, ye prisoners of hope. There is strength for us in Christ. He is our advocate before the Father. He dispatches his messengers to every part of his dominion to communicate his will to his people. He walks in the midst of his churches. He desires to sanctify, elevate, and ennoble his followers. The influence of those who truly believe in him will be a savor of life in the world. He holds the stars in his right hand, and it is his purpose to let his light shine through these to the world. Thus he desires to prepare his people for higher service in the church above. He has given us a great work to do. Let us do it with accuracy and determination. Let us show in our lives what the truth has done for us. It has cost self-denial, self-sacrifice, indomitable energy, and much prayer, to bring up the various missionary enterprises where they now stand. There is danger that some of those now coming upon the stage of action will rest content to be inefficient, feeling that there is now no need of so great self-denial and diligence, such hard and disagreeable labor, as the leaders in this message experienced, that times have changed, and that since there is now more means in the cause of God, it is not necessary for them to place themselves in such trying circumstances as many were called to meet in the rise of the message. But were there the same diligence and self-sacrifice manifest at the present stage of the work as at its beginning, we should see 100 times more than is now accomplished. Our profession is an exalted one. As Sabbath-keeping Adventists, we profess to obey all God's commandments and to be looking for the coming of our Redeemer. A most solemn message of warning has been entrusted to God's faithful few. We should show by our words and works that we recognize the great responsibility laid upon us. Our light should shine so clearly that others can see that we glorify the Father in our daily lives, that we are connected with heaven and are joint heirs with Jesus Christ, that when he shall appear in power and great glory, we shall be like him.